Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know what to say about that, to be honest with you. I just don't know how real it is or isn't. And I don't know how interested he is or isn't in going to the NFL. I think it's a lot of noise more than it is anything else. I don't know of it to be true. So that's what I got there.
This is WEEI.
That might be one of my favorite Adam Schefter answers of all time, yeah, for a lot of reasons. First of all, I felt like I kind of caught him off guard, stumped him, which rarely ever happens. Then he was tiptoeing through, it's kind of BS. I don't even really know what to make of it. And then he ended with a little chuckle at his own answer.
Well, listen, Andy, his very first word to that question. Wasn't not even a
yeah.
word.
Oh, yeah. Like, so he started and ended with like a huh.
Because he's thinking what we're all thinking is really, yes, this like name your source or right, name the teams or like it's just a very he's not going to say the reporter by name. It's Josina Anderson.
Right.
But excuse me, that's the Exhibit News Network's Josina Anderson, by the way.
Put respect on that name.
Have we done any research on that? Does it have a website? Does it, like, the Exhibit News Network, is there, can I find it on, like, satellite providers or YouTube?
I reached out to them, so. We'll
you did?
See. I did.
And
I
what did they get back to you?
No, we're still waiting. Still ENN. Waiting.
Did the email bounce back? Do they even have a server that accepts emails, or did it go to an AOL? Okay, so that was Adam Schefter's answer on Bill Belichick and having opportunities in the NFL. Josina Anderson, as Ted referenced in his three-point stance, has reported there are two teams interested, could be a third. Right now, there's only two teams with open head coaching jobs. That's Tennessee and the New York Giants, who you'll see at Gillette Stadium on Monday night. What that third team would be, I don't know. All this respect about Bill Belichick still with the owners in the league. There's just a lot going on. But that's all the coaching level stuff with Bill Belichick. We kind of dove into that a little bit yesterday. Him getting pantsed by Duke, losing yet again. Billy did not beat Duke. He lost to Duke. And then these opportunities that may or may not exist, according to Adam Schefter. But, Ted, we need to get into the more salacious soap opera stuff going on around Bill Belichick. So this story came out over the weekend. New York Post. Bill Belichick's daughter-in-law unleashed a nearly hour-long profanity-laced tirade on Jordan Hudson following a University of North Carolina football game earlier this month. The Post can exclusively report. So the Post has exclusive sources that say Jen Belichick's outburst, which occurred on November 8th, included digs at Hudson's fashion choices, her body, and her relationship with Bill, all as the UNC head coach stood just feet away. The incident went down inside the 73-year-old's office at Keenan Memorial Stadium in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, just after the Tar Heels beat Stanford 20-15, which is interesting. It's after a rare victory this season. Wasn't after a loss that Jen Belichick went off. Jen screamed, "All Jordan, quote, does is control S blank blank," the word that Brian Hoyer thinks you can use on the radio that I can't, before she called Bill's significant other the bat bleep crazy At one point, sources said Jen told the room, which included Jen's husband, UNC defensive coordinator Steve Belichick, Bill Hudson, and multiple others, that she didn't care if her eruption resulted in Steve's termination or Bill disowning her. So basically, she reached her breaking point. Right? Like, that's, well, I don't care if you disown me, fire my husband, I've snapped.
But it also, it's also interesting that she would even go there to fire, like, she knows that he's as ruthless as he'd fire his own son.
His own kid.
But what's the final, what's the salvo that is the one where she basically puts the ultimatum on Bill to do what?
In this, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go on.
Keep going.
Jen yelled that Jordan was effing twisting Bill's brain before she urged the six-time Super Bowl champion to wake up. Sources said she went on to issue an ultimatum to Bill.
Oh, go. Okay. Can we stop?
Yep, of course. I know how the audio feels.
Go back, read the beginning.
Before she urged the six-time Super Bowl champion to wake up, quote unquote.
Twisting.
Sources said she was, Jen yelled that Jordan was effing twisting Bill's brain.
So, a lot of people have thought that she's controlling, you know, Bill, and I've always said, no, it's Bill's the one, you know, that's now Bill's allowing her, but it also gives credence to what you guys have been saying, which is she's controlling him, which she is, but then I would contend he's letting her. So it's, she's basically giving credence to the fact that she sees it the same way you guys do. That she is pulling his strings.
And that's not his strings.
And not the only thing she's pulling.
But that is, she's closer. Like, I'm just observing from afar. She's observing from, you know, the dinner table, her husband, the practice field, the games. But she did go on to issue an ultimatum to Bill, quote, you choose your family or you choose Hudson.
Wow.
So she's saying, like, it's time. And
good on her, man.
It is. And I give her credit because it's easy for us to say that. We're not saying, hey, Steve, walk away from a good job. Hey, Steve, walk away from an inheritance of, I don't know what the inheritance is, $50 million, $100 million that could be divvied up between the two boys and the sister, right? There's a lot of money on the table that she's basically saying, Steve, you might have to walk away from the money. I hope you really love me because we might not have that inheritance you were counting on. But she reached her breaking point, right? She's seen enough. She's had enough.
How about that? That she's gotten to a point where she's willing to risk basically giving up, you know, all that cheddar.
And my favorite part, Fitzy, was the kind of drop the mic, walk away quote. You also need to eat a burger. So
she called her out for her outfits.
Yes.
I mean, that's embarrassing.
Like, yes.
24 years old is one thing, but flaunting, walking around in the snakeskin Carolina colored pants is, don't you think, Fitzy? I don't know. It's just a bad look. I mean, we got into it over the summer where I was like, it was inappropriate to see her, you know, kissing him on the practice field.
Well, no, we kind of got into it for the same kind of thing, was when she first was on that sideline. Remember, she had like a kind of dress-looking skirt, UNC, but it's kind of the same thing you're saying. But I don't know, to pick on the girl for what she wears, like, I don't know. Like,
it's, you wear what you want, but not on the football field, in the practice field. It was a practice field where she was helping him with his headset.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, that's normal. She's wearing boots and a short skirt. And I'm like, no, that's not what you see ever.
I mean, when I was younger, those boots were called bleep me boots. Like, they had a con. And I'm probably supposed to say that, but I'll tell you what people said. In the world of men, those had a connotation.
Yeah, but some girls rock those boots. Some girls can't rock those boots and are jealous of the girls who can rock those boots.
Regardless, though,
are you going to rock those boots, though? You don't rock them on the sideline before a football game with one of the most high-profile coaches in any professional sport in America.
Right, you rock them at a club when you're out with the friends. Right, Fitzy, like, no, you know, read the room.
She's tacky.
Know,
I mean,
the rule.
It's okay. It's okay to say she's super tacky, and that carries over and puts a bad look on a guy who's one of the most scrutinized figures in American professional sports. Like, it all just looks terrible.
Tacky's,
and this has been
word.
Coming to
a,
this has been, she's so not 10-2. She's so 6-7. This has been coming to a head. This has been coming to a boil for months now. There have been stories, you know, there have been Instagram stories that have been shared. There have been rumors that Jen Belichick and others in the family are disgusted with her, and that they're unhappy with how it's taking away his attention and making him look bad. And they all relocated from Washington, where they were perfectly happy on Jed Fish's staff, down to North Carolina. And look, I mean, if we think it's a clown show, don't you think the people on the inner circle feel it's the same show?
She's telling you with this report, basically she's telling all of us She probably did it loud enough so that everybody could hear.
Well,
it was that, because Jen has done, she liked an Instagram post in the past where suggesting that she was not happy with her, and you had to read between the lines like what we did. So there has been some evidence in the past that she was not happy with Jordan Hudson.
Correct, and which is understandable. The thing that I thought of, I had Mike Vrabel in my head saying rats, and I'm thinking, this happened in his office with a finite number of people, right? There's only X so Bill reads this, doesn't he start to say who's the rat, who's in the room? And then I just wondered, is it just her? Did she just tell the New York Post I went off, and here's what I said?
But everybody's been talking behind the scenes. Everybody, who's been telling Pablo Torre acts like he's got 20 sources within the UNC football program that talk to him.
But it's one thing when it's within the program. It's another thing. This tells you the date, the time, and the location. Like, if Bill's mind is still working, I'm thinking, wait, who was in my office after the Stanford game?
You don't have to be
game?
In the office to hear her screaming.
No,
you can
that's
be
true.
Outside of the office and still hear. I mean, she was yelling so everyone outside the office could hear it, so that this made the paper, is my point.
Yeah, I had my my mind was on the movie Falling Down. She had her Falling Down moment with Michael when he snaps. Like, he's just, the flies are buzzing, and she'd had enough.
Let me tell you something. Somebody that was in the office would not say all this, because it would be obvious that Bill would know who it was.
Yeah.
So they're not in the office, but she was yelling loud enough so that people outside of the office could hear her.
But this is not all the drama, Fitzy. Mm-hmm. This is just a portion.
But wait.
There's more. Yes, a good infomercial from the 90s. I'll throw in a Mark McGuire rookie card as well.
So
Jordan Hudson replied to a Pablo Torre post on IG simply with, P.S., I'm suing you at Pablo Torre. And this has been going back and forth. Pablo Torre, and I'm not going to read everything. He's been posting basically receipts he has for some of the information he had during podcasts and different things. She's been questioning certain things. Some of it was her birth date. Remember, the report was that she filled out a form telling them her birth date. And she's like, I never did. And he's like, well, that's funny. What's this? And he's sending like DMs. He has like literally receipts.
Well, he tried to say she photoshopped something. And then she clapped back with, her DMs kind of proving that she didn't.
Yeah.
Photoshop
and we'll
it.
See.
And
what
then
she
he
proved.
Actually had some, he had a Photoshop expert go over it and reveal that there were discolorations and adjustments made, so much so that if you go to Grok and ask the Twitter verification Elon Musk AI, it says these posts have been altered.
And then he sent a letter to the UNC athletic office asking if they were basically going to be a part of this lawsuit, akin to this lawsuit. So this is really escalating. I will tell you, I hope this actually becomes a lawsuit and there's actually lawyers and discovery involved.
Oh, imagine discovery. Oh. Imagine all the stuff that we'd get unearthed. That would be unreal. And by the way, UNC responded back and said something to the effect of, are you kidding me? Of course we're not involved in this lawsuit.
Right.
That was kind of, if you want to like spark notes, summarize the email that he got back.
Correct.
That's what they said.
When does UNC step in again for the 900th time and just say like, Bill, like, you got, like, either stop this or we're going to have, it's going to be worth the $20 million just to get you and Diana Von Headache, Princess Sparkle Pants, out of here. Like, it's just, it's so embarrassing.
So they're not going to the bowl game. We got one game left. Is he fired within the next 2 weeks?
No, he will not be fired. There will be some.
Wow.
There will be some parting of the ways that does not include firing.
Okay, all right. Will he,
but you're saying he's one
coach,
and done, though.
No. Will he be the coach of UNC next year?
No.
Okay, that's a better way to put it.
Because I don't know. I know they're putting out, I don't know if you guys saw it on Instagram, there was a graphic they put out with a Lombardi quote about something about, we're building and we figured out the right type of player that fits for UNC football and that's going to help us in the future. Yeah. Like, they're doing the long con. Like, this is step one of our multi-step process. Remember when Bill said, well, it always works out. Just look at New England and what I did. Like, it always works out in the end. And we lost the first year in New England.
Been around here for
all those things. No, he does. How can you validate spending, what was the number? $50 million they estimated?
Yeah.
So
For four wins.
Four.
Or five, whatever. Is it five
not,
wins?
It's four.
Four
it
wins?
Might get to five.
Yeah.
You're not going to a bowl game. You went to a bowl game when you didn't spend the $50 million.
Dude.
You weren't the laughing stock. Hey. Mac Brown was like the grandpa everybody loved. We could go to his office. He wasn't the guy who was taking away codes to get into the building when they got hurt and putting a black eye on the program. What did you get out of this other than attention? You got attention. What did you get positive other than just attention?
No. There's nothing. But Bill will find a way to make arguments. You'll see reports, if he does part ways, of things that he was building, arguments.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He will somehow find a way to justify him not being validated in being parted away from UNC, if that
will
makes sense.
Will he say there were limitations placed on him? Or
absolutely.
That they didn't have a meeting of the minds? Difference of opinion?
For a guy that he always preaches, don't use excuses, he will find a thousand of them to justify why he should still be the coach at UNC.
Right. Well, then I think any football head would then logically ask, if there's any veracity to the Josina Anderson report, why any team at this point now? This is not the same guy that orchestrated the defensive masterpiece against the 11th greatest offense in history back at Super Bowl 53. Why would an NFL team hire him?
Why would an NFL team hire him now when an NFL team had 2 years to hire him before?
Yeah.
Or at least 1 year and never did. Teams passed over him already.
2 years ago. Yeah.
Two years ago.
A year and did media. Right. Now he's the coach for a year.
Thank you.
Two years.
So what am I missing? What they've seen in UNC, they go, you know what? God, we were wrong not to hire him 2 years ago. Let's hire him now.
And also two critical years. He's not 52 and you missed year 53 and 54. He's 72 and you missed 73 and 74. He's getting closer to unhireable based on his birth certificate as much as anything else.
Yeah.
And I also think Pete Carroll failing in Vegas is doing him no favors as the oldest coach in football history. Doesn't help him. Yes, Dan Ball.
The only justification I can think of is, Andy, kind of the same way that you approached should Josh McDaniels be getting consideration for a head coaching job, which is just a lack of perceived better options around you, or a Buffalo-like need to win now and the perception that this guy can help us win quicker.
Okay.
That's all I got. It's not great, but that's all I can think of.
Not great.
I want to suggest something. I want to see if you guys think there's a link to this.
Okay.
And if this kind of gives it away, and it's the very first line, let's see if this rings any bells. Okay. The Josina Anderson report from yesterday. It's four paragraphs, 137 words. And that's just the first one. She gives a rebuttal to people pushing back. Just the first line. Does this ring any bells? I'm told, quote, at least two NFL teams are still expected to have interest in talking to Bill Belichick behind the scenes at the very least. Does that ring any bells?
Pelissero saying it would be in the dark of night.
In the dark, when no one's watching.
Right.
Isn't that interesting that Tom has a similar way of doing the Josina? Is there any maybe possibility that they were both talking to the same person?
Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
Absolutely. Also, I like the fact that if it's happening so much in sort of like behind the scenes, you can't prove it. Like if no one's on the record, it's all in the dark of an alley. You can't prove it did or didn't happen.
Right.
Dan Ball, though, I actually think there is a coach with some black marks on his resume that the lack of candidates could get a chance when people said he would never get it. Do you know who I'm talking about?
John Gruden.
Yeah, I would put John Gruden higher on. If I'm the Giants and my options are desperation here, do I want Bill Belichick with Jackson Dart or do I want John Gruden with Jackson Dart? To me, I can find a way to work my way through the emails and the race and the issues and my PR team, and I'd rather have John Gruden.
Do you want Bill Belichick with Jackson Hart?
No. No, God, no.
Let alone Jackson Dart.
No, I do not. I absolutely do not.
I mean, do you want him coaching your high school team right now?
I do not. I do not. Although he'll argue the best part of UNC is their defense, and I'm a defensive coach, and I can turn things around, and defense is winning again. You see Houston and Denver, defense matters in the NFL again. Yeah. You put me on your sideline, I'll give you one of those defenses.
You
like
want to cite UNC's defensive performance this year?
No, certainly not their field goal defense, because that didn't work out for them last week when they gave up a fake field goal that led to their loss to Duke. All right, that's today in the world of Bill Belichick and UNC football. Coming up next here on WEEI After. Afternoons, back to real football, the pigskin. We're going to be watching tomorrow, and it is arguably the greatest, and Adam Schefter agreed, arguably the greatest slate of Thanksgiving Day games ever. You also have Friday football. You got Black Friday football, so you finish your shopping, you can come home and watch some football Friday. Some great football to be played the next couple days. We'll get into that next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.